Okay, so welcome. This is the first call in May of the Matrix Transformation Club, and we're going to be talking about the issue of self-care and doing some clearing around that, as well as any other issues people want to bring onto the line. And well, I think self-care is a tricky one in the sense that often we've been, especially as women, we've been taught to look after other people, and as change makers, we want to change everything and do all sorts of things for the world. But sometimes our self-care gets in the way, and there may be certain beliefs behind it that we're not worth self-care, or the world's more important than us, or all kinds of things, and we'll get into that later. And also, it requires a certain, I think, a certain discipline and carry through every day to look after oneself first, and to just say, yes, I'm important, and I need to do these things that so I'm going to feel good. And self-care can be a lot of things. I mean, very. On the very basic level, it's looking after your health. And it doesn't mean that you have to, I mean, when looking after your health, you can get into this maze of all these things you should do. And that isn't always helpful, because when it's a should, it doesn't really feel like it's often difficult to do. And it's not always probably the best thing for you to do. So I guess one of the things is to clear out the shoulds, and really look at what you need as a minimum as opposed to a maximum, because starting at a minimum can be a lot more doable on a regular basis than thinking of all the amazing things that you could do, which have been, you'll read in different books and all that. But it's for, I think, certain basics for the health are obviously getting enough water each day, getting enough sleep, and getting some kind of exercise, aerobic exercise, and walking is a really good one. But there are many other kinds depending on what you like. And I've been reading this book called Essentialism, which I've recommended to some people already on this call, which is The Disciplined Pursuit of Less. And he talks about how what we're doing a lot of the time is just pursuing everything and trying to do too much rather than really focusing on the essential thing, and the essentials for making a contribution in the world, and that we're often swayed by other people's schedules and other people's needs, and not really looking to how we need to support ourselves, and as well, what is our main contribution to the world, and how can we make sure that we're focusing on that. So it's a really, really good book. But I'm just going to read you a very short paragraph from that, which is on page 94, and it says, "The best asset we have for making a contribution to the world is ourselves. If we under-invest in ourselves, and by that I mean our minds, our bodies, and our spirits, we damage the very tool we need to make our highest contribution." And then he has a whole chapter devoted to sleep. And he says, one of the most common ways people, especially ambitious, successful people, damage this asset is through a lack of sleep. And really, it has been found countless times that by scientific studies and everything, that if you get much less than 7 hours, and this is, highly individual, but usually people need 7 to 8 hours sleep, and if you don't get that, you may be fooling yourself, but you usually don't perform as well, and you actually lose time and your perspective on things because of lack of sleep. So I find when I don't get enough sleep that I you know, I eat more bad things and things that aren't good, sugary stuff. And actually, scientifically, it's proved that you do that. Plus, your mood goes down and your thinking goes off. So sleep is really important. So just on this thing, but a lot, I'm going to go into the main character that we are going to examine this dilemma from the fairy tales, just as part of our archetype work, is the fairy godmother. And does she really look after herself? And I've gone into that character before, and I'm going to go into another moment of her life, because as I saw it, the fairy godmother often did not get what she was getting for her Cinderella. So I'm just going to get into that mode and see what comes up for me and for you around that. So here we go. Yes. Another Cinderella has gone to the ball, and another's going, and I'm looking after quite a few right now, and it seems like I don't have any time for myself. Oh, I'm tired. I'm really tired. Seems like I just I'm just not doing what I need to do for myself. Not taking the time to play. Play. What's play? What's play? Seems like even though I don't do Cinderella work, like I don't scrub floors, and so I don't do all that hard work, but it seems like I'm still working, not taking, and stuff I love. Yeah, I love helping those Cinderella and others. It's not that I don't. I mean, I get a lot of energy from it. It's really beautiful. But I just need time for other stuff, time to think, time to play. How would I play? I don't know. What is play for me? It's not like everybody else. What's play? Play is looking at the butterflies. Play is walking. Play is talking with a really good fairy godmother friend. And what else is play? I like to dip into the lake, and I love swimming. I haven't done that for a long time, and there's no reason why I can't. I mean, I'm a fairy godmother. I can even create a lake in front of me, and I can just go in right away, but something just keeps me from doing it. Keeps me from doing my own magic on myself. I mean, why am I not doing my own magic on myself? I certainly deserve it. Yes, I do. So why not? Okay. That was the fairy godmother. So what I would like to do now, much as I can't see anything on this board in terms of who's saying what, oh, and I seem to have become disconnected altogether. Oh, dear. Hello, is anybody there?
Yes.
Oh, good. Because it completely, the conference thing has gone off, and oh, okay, now I'm seeing everybody. Good. And the recording seems to be on, so let's hope for the best. So would people like to say what they would like to clear around this issue or some of their experiences? And that would be great. Hello?
Okay, Katie, I'll start. This is Denise.
Oh, please do. Thank you, Denise.
I haven't had a good night's sleep in about 2 or 3 nights, which is really unusual because I was sleeping great. I've been just sort of agitated, I guess, by a lot of different things. Anyway, so I'm really aware. I'm very aware of how different my body feels and how different I feel when I haven't had that. But I think the real issue issue for me right now is that my internal assignment is to enter into carefree play. And I'm really struggling to do that. I have, so many things left undone, and I have a lot of responsibilities, and I also have, there's something in me that is just resisting that. And yet I know I'm deeply tired, so I know I need to do it. Anyway, at least that's today, but today is Wednesday, and it's the day after Tuesday, which is Tuesdays are very hard days for me, so
Yes.
I'm feeling drained. So on top of Tuesday being hard, I did Tuesday without a lot of sleep. So anyway, in any case, what you're saying resonates very much with me.
Okay. Good. I thank you, and we'll work on that. I don't know if there's something in the air. I thought 'cause I slept very well when I was visiting your farm, and I came back and I've been not sleeping well at all. So I don't know if there's something going on astrologically or what, but or maybe it's just issues coming up. So anybody else on the phone who would like to say something about self-care?
Katie, it's Loretta.
Okay, Loretta, hi.
Hi, dear. Well, I've been sleeping very well, so whatever in the air must be in a little bubble around you and Denise, because I've been really happy.
Well, that's good to hear.
But I don't know, though. I mean, it might be an indicator, because yesterday I laid down for an hour nap and woke up 3 hours later, and then I went to bed at 10 o'clock and slept very, very soundly. There are two things. One is this whole concept of play. Where I get stopped is I keep saying to myself, this is a story I tell myself, I don't know what I really enjoy as far as play is concerned. I mean, I know what I enjoy when it comes to the work I do. But I'm retired, I have the freedom right now. I mean, and I've given myself, a month after this grief recovery project that I was involved in, another month. And yet it's like, if I had this day with nothing to do, I would be at a loss. I would say, well, if I have all the time to play, what do I really enjoy? I think that's the big question for me. What do I really enjoy as far as play is concerned, things that I would consider play?
Okay, so what do you consider play?
And what would I do if I had a week with all the resources, which I have, I could have this whole week with all the resources I need. What would I actually want to do? And but this has been like a lifelong quest because I've always had something to do that's been, busy. I do enjoy certain things, but this whole concept of play is beyond me. The other thing that I wanted to share, though, is that I'm beginning to see self-care in a whole different way. I used to think self-care meant, I mean, it means all of this, but I used to think, eating well and sleeping and taking time for oneself and, relaxing. But I realized recently, in fact, today, for example, there are certain things that if I do them in the morning, I really feel better about the day.
Yeah.
And in order to do that and still be on this call with you, I needed to get up at 5 o'clock this morning. Now, that was fine. Because you come on at 7. But it really was okay because I said, and this is a piece of self-care that I think I'm only beginning to understand, that self-care involves making the time to do the things that give me life. And that may mean I get less rest. I mean, I went to bed at 10, so I got a good 7 hours. But I used to think self-care meant lazing around and just doing nothing and, eating ice cream sundaes, but I'm seeing it differently now, and I think it has to do with my realization of the importance of our rhythmic structure. And so I'm willing and happy to get up early, which I wouldn't have seen as self-care before, but I do see it as now, because that means before I have to head out to the eye doctor, I have time to do all the things that mean something for me in the morning to have done. They feed my soul, they feed my body. You know, it's just that rhythm that I value, and I think that's a piece of self-care that I'm beginning to understand differently.
Beautifully said. And I do think, just establishing a rhythmic structure and, or certain things one does each day that help one feel good about the day, that's really important to maintaining self-care. And for different people, it will be different things. I just have a question, and maybe we'll get it through the clearing too. What do you consider play to be, like in your definition?
I don't know. When I think of what play is, it's things that I do that refresh me, that make me forget about time and forget about responsibility. It's like just being free. And I experience it most when I'm traveling. You know,
okay.
If I take a long trip or if I get someplace, like if I were to head off to the beach today, and just give myself the freedom to walk the beach and just to be, I consider play to be that which keeps me, that gets me away from the normal and really engages me. And I think sometimes I get caught because I think play has to do with hobbies or interests I don't have a lot of the, like, I could spend the whole day just being in the orchard. I could lay on the grass and look at the leaves. I could go down to the lake. I could sit and read forever. But I don't, for some reason, I don't consider that play. I think play has to do more with, you know, getting out there and playing tennis or going swimming or, you know, doing, but that comes up because of the, you know, fairy godmother thing. It's a real quandary for me. I think if I get the answer, it's going to be like I'll know what life is really all about.
Gee, maybe we could get you to know what life is all about on this call.
Because I know. Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, and okay, so Shelley, I think I heard your voice at some point there.
Yeah, I was just thanking Loretta and Denise for their comments because I sure shadow what they're saying. In terms of play, to me, a lot of times it is hobby and it is the creative, allowing yourself to be creative or have that little avenue. And in terms of self-care, I also thought, wow, self-care, you know, could have been bubble baths and pedicures and that kind of thing, but I forgot that self-care really is more powerful when it is structured and disciplined. I've been so busy taking on too much and just loving it and eating it up, but it's causing me to be more busy this week when I get to have a week to myself than when my family was around, and I thought, what is wrong with this picture? It's keeping, you know, it's fun stuff, and I love learning, but I shouldn't be this busy. I can't even keep track. I haven't done dishes in like 4 days, which is unusual. So the self-care to me is I'm trying to, you know, get into a routine. I've just hired a coach, so to speak, to help me with my nutrition and the food, and he's making a huge difference that way for me. I'm so grateful for bumping into him and getting him on board with my life. But he said, you know, you really have to get some exercise into this routine, and I thought, you're right. I martyr my mornings. I should be out walking and I live in a beautiful area. What is wrong with that? And I don't know, I'm busy or something comes up so to get into a regular routine of, say, sitting and meditating for a while and going for that walk, that's what I want for my mornings, just to be freed up to do that. And not just freed up, because I am freed up, I have that choice, but I don't do it. And that's something I'd like to shift.
Great.
Oh,
and
Katie, can you tell me the name of that book before I forget to ask.
Yeah, I definitely will, because it's called Essentialism, the Disciplined Pursuit of Less. And I love that part about the disciplined pursuit of less.
Brilliant.
Because it is a discipline. something that you follow every day and ask yourself every day. And it is brilliant. Greg, and it's Greg McKeown, McKeown. And, yeah. Good. So let me see where we'll go first. And I loved what Loretta said about rhythmic structure, but also about her concept of play, which is refreshes me, I forget about time, and I'm being free. And I know, Loretta, you talked about it being like most available to you when you're traveling. And I understand that because one's away from all the reminders of what you should be doing. And often it helps just to be away. But I'm wondering I think your clue to what is play for you is in those three sentences. It refreshes me, I forget about time, and I feel free. And maybe in some of those things, you've got two of those components, but haven't got the other component, and it might be just because of a should or some sort of belief. So, just look at that for you. Yeah. Okay, Loretta.
I think you hit it right on the nail. You hit it right there. That's exactly it. Because if I truly play today and do the things I enjoy doing, the should that comes in is, well, this isn't play. This isn't how you're supposed to play. I mean, I could sit on the back porch and read a book this afternoon. I have the freedom to do that. I would forget about time. It would refresh me. But where the mind takes it is that I don't feel free because I'm here and there are things to do. And plus, if I say to somebody, if they said, did you play today? And I say, oh, yeah, I read a book, and I feel this is in my internal critic, that they would look at me and say, that's all you did? So that's the big should. I think the big should, and thank you, Katie, that already makes me getting up at 5 to be here at 7 worth everything. it really does, because it's about my mind saying, you know, what I consider play isn't acceptable. Now, isn't that silly?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but yeah, the self-critic's pretty strong there, you know. So what if I spend my playtime reading, which I really love, and I've got tons of books that I really love, novels I get into, and it just takes me away from, and it also, you know, it enriches me because I like to read historical novel types of things, so I learn a lot in the reading, and why not? And why do I have to play somebody else's way, you know? So thank you, Katie. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, I'm glad that helped. And I did I think it was a day on play with a group of women years ago. It was a live workshop, and it was really interesting because there was so much guilt about play or feelings of what it should be. And I remember everybody had a different concept of play, and also what play was really for them was what play was fun for them, because other people's ideas of play may not be fun at all. Like for an introvert to go out to a party and or some introverts, that's not fun at all. But for an extrovert, often going out to a party is playing, and it's fun, and it's refreshing. So, or all the things, like there's a lot of things that are said to be play, and I probably even, this is just a thought, because we're in such a consumer society and there's such an impact of advertising and all that, there's probably things that we're told are the fun things we should be doing, like lying on a beach or whatever, which, or, you know, going away for an extravagant vacation, which may be really fun, but also kind of tie into this, you know, tie into consumerism and tie into not being able to do it in one's, you know, regular life without spending money or a lot of time. And so that's another little angle to, you know, think about. So anyway, let's go into some clearing on this and we'll see where we start. I think I'm going to start with play. Even though it's really hard for me to play because I don't even know what play is, I deeply love and accept myself, even though I feel like it's really hard to play because my play isn't other people's play, I deeply love and accept myself, even though I feel I should play and play other people's game, I deeply love and accept myself. Yeah. I'm supposed to play somebody else's game all the time, what they think is fun. But I don't think it's fun. It's not fun for me. Some things that people think are fun are not fun for me, so why should I do it? Maybe I'm just a stick in the mud. Maybe I just don't know what fun is, and so I should just shit on myself. I should just say what a terrible person I am because I don't know how to have fun the way this society says I should have fun. I should have fun. I should go in the sun. I should have fun. I should go in the sun. Well, yeah, maybe I should go in the sun. Maybe I could go in the sun. Maybe I would like going in the sun. Play is about whatever makes my disposition, my being, sunny. I just want to be sunny and funny. Play is funny too. Play is funny. It's funny because it's different for everybody. It's different for everybody and it's different for me. And some days play is one thing and some days play is another thing. It's all in balance. It's all changing. It's all changing. And it is just getting out of the routine, doing something different. Having a little fun is doing something that maybe I wouldn't do all the time. And it's fun because it's new and refreshing. It's fun because it's new and it's stimulating. That's fun. That's fun. That's fun. That's fun. But too much of stimulation is not so fun. It's tiring. I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted from having too much fun. I'm exhausted from having too much fun. So I have to have another kind of fun, which might be just sitting and reading a book, sitting without guilt and reading a book, and watching the clouds go by, and watching the clouds go by, and watching the clouds go by. I don't have to have a cloudy disposition because somebody else has defined my sense of fun. My sense of fun is good. My sense of fun is funny. My sense of fun is sometimes making silly jokes. My sense of fun is giggling and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing about the silliest of things. I want more of that fun. I want more of that fun. I want more of that fun in the sun. I want more of that fun in the sun. Okay, that was a first round. Anything that it brought up with people, or that I'll go into another stuff. Okay, not hearing anybody. So. Just first of all, just to see that people are still there. People still there?
Yes. Yes.
Good. Yeah. So anything coming out or shall I go into another aspect? Okay. It seems like I should go into another aspect. Just a minute. So, and it can be something that doesn't jive or just kind of, you know, doesn't resonate. That's also important to know. So, okay. Mm. even though I know I'm supposed to be in carefree play, and that's my assignment, I have no idea how I'm going to do that. And I deeply love and accept myself, even though I don't know how I'm ever going to get to carefree play. I deeply love and accept myself, even though I don't know how I'm going to get to carefree play. I deeply love and accept myself. Feeling drained, feeling tired, too much stuff. Feels like there's no time to play, and I don't even know what play is, but I do know what play is, and it's certainly not what other people consider play, but it's really fun for me. And okay, so maybe right now my form of play is just resting, sleeping, deeply dreaming. I need to dream. I need to play with my life and the possibilities. I need to dream. I need to imagine. Imagination. I just need to daydream. I need to think. I need to walk. I need to dream. I want to dream. I want to lie in the sun. Okay, that came up. And I'm going to go into another one. Actually, say I'm going to go into another one, but I think I need help here because I'm not sure what I need to clear now. So, might it be around making things habits or getting the rhythmic structure? Or you tell me.
That sounds good.
Okay, right. So
even the rhythmic structure for, let's say, me to walk, and the rhythmic structure for Loretta to play. You know that.
Right.
Kind of.
That's right. Like having times for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Even though I feel like it's difficult for me to get in place the rhythmic structure for play and for walking and for self-care, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like I'm not allowing myself to play or to look after myself and to get that rhythmic structure, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel it's really hard to set up a structure for play and self-care, I deeply love and accept myself. Walking my talk. I want to walk. I need to walk my talk. And the best way to walk my talk is to walk. Walk. Watch the ducks quacking as I walk. Walk. One foot after another. All I have to do is say that that's one of my things I do in the morning, first thing in the morning, that I get that done before the regular day begins. I walk. That's a rhythmic structure. It's a rhythmic structure. And each time I do it, I set it in my brain. I get the brain going. I get the neurons connecting. I get it easier. It gets easier and easier to walk every day. Walk. Okay, so that one wanted to be on walking. So, what's this stuff doing for you? Anything?
Yes, thank you so much. And what came to me, Katie, was everything we change, every pattern we change is just doing one step, just taking one step. And I just thought, oh, that's perfect. Just go out and take one step down your driveway and start that way. It's so easy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. That was great.
And the thing is when everyone starts a habit, it's quite hard because there's another really interesting book that I was reading called The Brain That Changes Itself, and I hope I've got it right. But basically to establish any habit, it's just the thing of wiring the brain that way. And each time one does it, it kind of gets a bigger and bigger groove. The problem with our bad habits is they've got a big, big groove, and some of our good habits don't. And so the thing is to gradually, by taking one step or another, start, building the neural pathways for those habits. And as you do them more and more, it becomes easier and easier to do. And so just to remember that at first it's hard just because it's not a well-worn path. And, I think what you're saying, you start with one step. And then if you can do that one step every day, it usually gets you to a lot more steps in the end. And it can be just like saying, oh, I'll just go out for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. I actually have time for that. There's no excuse for that. so great. Anything, Loretta or Denise?
I just realized, Denise and I used to do this, I'm going to go back to it, simple now, in the morning, coming up with what is called the big rocks, the things that really need to be part of the day.
Mm.
And it seems to me, and Denise and I have talked about this a bit, that for me, to keep it really simple, all I need to choose every day is to meditate, to exercise, to spend time in creativity, over at my little cottage, and now I'm adding in play.
Yeah.
Every day I include a time when I just play, whatever that means for me. And then the fifth rock would be something I choose to do that would be a task or a, today I will, whatever, accomplish in terms of... A project. Today it's going to be washing the clothes from our weekend trip. But, Then it becomes just the day. Now, will there be other things? Sure, there'll be phone calls. I'll get them. I'm going into the eye doctor. I mean, there's other things that are going to happen. But if each day I have these five things in place, then my day is not full totally, but it's full of the things that really give me life. Understand that. But the shoulds are really still strong. I mean, as I'm talking to you, I'm hearing, but you should do more. There's all this to be done.
Maybe we can work on that one.
Yeah.
And what kind of things are more to be done?
Well, it's things here at the orchard, the outside, the trees are just, wonderful, but they're developing all these suckers, so I'm supposed to get out there and take the suckers off 200 trees today. The farm work, the chicken coop cleaning. I've got my Cobb Cottage, where's my writing, but right now, if you looked at it, it's a little bit better than when you saw it, Katie, but it's still got all these boxes and things that I'm clearing and moving. So it's like, I go over there, and instead of being creative in the little space that I created, I know I have to resist right away getting into, I'll clean this up, and I'll clean this up. I'll, close up the stove for the winter, for the summer. It's just everything around me. That's why, I really realized when we were talking that this getting away is, I need to find a way to get away at home, to see things, but not to react to things like, I better do that now. I better, because it's like, it's endless, and it's like 11 acres of land and a house and a chicken coop and a barn and a worker and it just everything, it just could absorb every bit of time I have, and I can't let it do that. Not if I want to be big extreme self-care. Yeah.
Right, and not if you want to fulfill your purpose.
Yes, yeah, right. Because I mean, life goes on, and meanwhile, what I really want to do doesn't happen because all the things I quote should do. Yeah,
right. And maybe I don't know, have you got all this written down about all these things that need to be done?
No, I haven't.
Have you made a list?
No. I mean, if I start a list, I go crazy if I started writing a list of everything I had to fix that maybe I need to write.
Well, you would dump it out of your head.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Which might be a good thing if you just wrote it all down. Then chose things from that list as, you know, things that you would work on. But to me, your other rock, rather than being the fifth rock, in some ways get rid of that word. But I'm wondering if your one of your rocks of your day would be linked with your life purpose.
Ah. Okay.
And then things like washing clothes and all that. I'm not saying
right.
every day, because, you know, sometimes it's just necessary to have a household day.
Yeah.
And even having a rhythmic structure so that some days are farm days and other days are, you know, it could be that some days are farm days and household days because, you know, you've got a lot there going with your farm.
Yeah.
And other days could be where you do work on that project related to your, you know, your purpose and things
that's a very, very good idea. That's excellent. I think I liked what Shelley said about, like, you just take a step at a time to get it started, you know. I mean, and rather than that fifth rock being, you know, what am I going to do today, all the to-dos will get done. I mean, you know, you just can't stand a pile of clothes so long, you know, and then you just throw them in the washer. But it doesn't necessarily mean a big to-do thing. It just means get it done. And then, but the purpose, the life purpose, the work on that, if I take a step today, I'm that much closer. I really like what Shelley said about one step. You know, go out to the driveway and take the one step. Well, if I sit down and I take the one step, that's going to bring me to that expression, the manifestation of what I've now identified as my life purpose. That would be really, really good. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Denise, I'm wondering how you're doing there.
Yeah, I had... while you were in the clearing around play, I had some insights, and they're kind of fleeting now. But it dawned on me that that I just need to give myself permission. It's really that it's really that simple.
To play.
Because everything is play for me, really. I mean, it's just I have to give myself permission to be, and to eliminate the shoulds.
Okay.
So I think I think that's, I have that in common with Loretta. Plus, one of the things that's hard is I think her version of play is travel, and that's not play for me. So I have to recover from that.
Okay. Okay. So that's good to know.
Yeah, so I think my version of play is actually, you know, I mean, it's very easy for me to play. I have five baby chicks right now, and it's very easy for me to sit with them for an hour, and time can go by faster than that even, and just watch them and enjoy them and be with them and, you know, love them. And, you know, it's just like, that's pure play for me.
So maybe there's a way for you and Loretta to, like, in terms of Loretta getting a bit more travel, but it might, and also home stuff, but there's easy ways to travel too. There's ones that don't require you know, going really, really far. But yeah,
right.
can
well, and
you
I
know? I mean, I don't know if the day that remember the day you were in San Francisco.
Right.
That was kind of a play day for Loretta, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was, and actually, I love San Francisco as a play day.
Oh.
Going to
so maybe, sorry.
I'm going to Chinatown. It's fun.
Right. So there might be some ways that you guys can, you know, play that aren't too draining and yet give the same sense. And right. Well, maybe everybody can make a resolution to do a little bit of their kind of play today.
Right.
And perhaps that, and we'll work on the shoulds around that. But and it can be as short as 15 minutes or 10 minutes. So what would people like to, what, so Denise, I'm hearing maybe you would like to go and play with the chicks.
I think so.
That sounds good, doesn't it? and Loretta?
Well, I think Loretta sees herself sitting on the back porch later today, probably mid-afternoon, reading a book that she's just getting into and really likes. It's a great book, but I just haven't gotten into it because you can't take 5 minutes. So I see myself sitting out there with my feet up and maybe a cup of tea and reading my book.
Wonderful. So
yeah,
if you started where you had 15 minutes and that maybe it could go longer.
Uh-huh.
You know, as the first step, like giving yourself permission, and then once you've got yourself there, you may find it goes a lot longer and just to enjoy it.
It will. I know it will.
Yeah.
I know it will because I, you know,
yeah.
That's what I want to promise myself, a chunk of time, you know,
okay.
Because if I do that, and I can do it, I have the freedom to do it, you know,
yeah.
The inner freedom okay. I will work on, but I'll talk to myself through
yeah.
the day. And I
will
we'll
work on that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and Shelley?
Yeah, thank you for that very much. I realized I have a little list for my day, and after the call, I have to walk up to my friends. It takes about 15 to 20
mm-hmm.
minutes to walk to her place. She doesn't drive, and I've told her that I can take her into town and, you know, do a few things. She needs to stop
mm-hmm.
at Chapters, and she needs to do a couple of things. And I thought, well, I'm free this morning, so I can do that and then drop her off in the city. And then I'm going to play with three other girlfriends. They're taking me out for lunch to celebrate my belated birthday, so we have a whole afternoon of chatting and having nice food. But it was very interesting because the to-do list that came first,
mm-hmm.
you know, with all these stops with Carol, I decided that she and I are starting to learn how to have fun when we're together, and that's going to be fun. My to-do list is going to be just having fun with her. It didn't have. It just shifted right when Loretta was talking. I thought, perfect. You know, it's all attitude, how I look at it. Loretta, I would love to come and help you trim your trees. That would be fun for me.
Shelley, I'll give you my address and walk on over. Walk on over.
I live north of Edmonton, Alberta, so I won't be walking, but. I'd love to.
It's a pilgrimage.
Yes. So attitude is a big thing for me, I realize, in how I do things. If I write it down, it's a should list, but it doesn't have to be. It can be. I might just get creative and put play at the top of that list.
So on the things of the to-do list, you can actually say, you can put a question every day. What of this can be fun?
Mm-hmm.
What is really fun and inspiring about all this? And if nothing is fun or inspiring, there's maybe, or how can I make it fun and inspiring? And then if none of those questions work, why the hell am I doing this?
Right.
Great. Yes. And then you may have to do it that day, but put it on the list of how to get it out of your life. Okay. So I'm just going to do a clearing about the shoulds, and we'll take it from there. And I'm trying to think of something that's fun for me. I'm drawing a blank. So maybe after I've done the the clearing, it will come to me, and I'll be able to make my commitment for my fun. So here we go. Even though I feel like I'm in a whole load of shoulds, and I just don't know how to give myself permission to play my kind of play, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like there's still a lot of shoulds, and I'm going to be shitting myself all day while I play, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I don't know how to get rid of all these shoulds, I deeply love and accept myself. How does one get rid of shoulds? I mean, I'm saying I should get rid of shoulds, which is another should. If you know what I mean, I'm saying I should get rid of shoulds. But what if I just put my shoulds and gently, gently kiss them goodbye? What if I just forgot about shoulds? What if I just forgot about shoulds? How can I forget about shoulds when I keep thinking about shoulds? Should, 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 should. What if I change around my shoulds? What if I change around my shoulds into woulds or coulds, but not shoulds? What if I just say instead of I should do that, well, I could do that, I could do that. What if I just change my vocabulary? What if I just change my vocabulary? What if I just say I could? I could do that. That gives me a little bit more choice. I could do that. I could do that. I could play, and I could love playing. I could play. I can play. I can play. I can play. I can. I can. I can. I can. I can. I can play. Nothing's stopping me from playing. Nothing is stopping me from playing. I just have to start doing it. Just start doing it a little bit at a time. I just have to start rewiring my brain. It's not like I can get rid of all my shoulds right away, but I just need to rewire my brain. And as I rewire my brain, I just need to reframe things. Like, instead of should, I say I could. I could, I could, I could. And I just keep repeating whenever I say I should, I say I could. And I could. I could, I could, I could. And I can, I can, I can, I can. And as I gently each day, gently, gently, gently introduce my rhythmic structures, and it doesn't take place right away. I really have to let the neural pathways get established. I have to make little paths in my brain, and I have to really trod them. I have to really walk those paths many, many, many times before they become an established path, before they become the easy path, before they become the easy path. So I'm ready to do that. I'm ready to have the discipline to change, to change, to change, the discipline to change, the discipline to change, the following of what I need, what I want, what I feel that is good for me, the following of what is refreshing, that what turns me on, what turns me on. I'm ready to have discipline and to listen, to have discipline about doing the things that turn me on, that light me up. I'm ready to do that. I'm ready to have that discipline to pursue what is good for me, not for others, but what is good for me, what is my purpose. I am ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Okay. Great. So I did get my thing. I'm going to dance for 5 minutes at least to a great song on my computer, so that will make me happy. So, and it's fun for me, as long as I'm not doing it in front of everybody else. So, Anything else, or we'll do a healing codes, which will take us a little bit over time, if that's okay, just around all this. So anything else that somebody would like to say? Okay. So what I'm going to do is we're going to do the healing codes, and we'll just do the prayer first. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to me having problems establishing a rhythmic structure of self-care, play, and purposeful work, be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the life, light, and love of the great creative force. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. And then we're going to direct the energy of the hands in between the eyebrows. Yeah. And then direct the energy in between to the to the throat area. And you can be just focusing on relaxing or something like, I love playing. I can play. I can play. I can play. I can play and take care of myself. I can play and nurture myself. I nurture myself through my work and my play. In my self-help, self-care habits. Okay, going to the corner of the jaw and directing the energy of the hands towards the corner of the jaw. Play, 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 play. I love to play. It's okay to play. It's God's wish that I play. When the great divine force created, they did it with play. They played around, and look what got created. Okay, side of the forehead. Through play, I create all that I dream of. Through play and rhythmic structure, I create all that I dream of. And my work is play. Okay, in between the eyebrows. I love to play. I love to play. I love to play. Play is part of my highest purpose. Okay, down to the throat area. then to the side of the jaw. And then to the side of the the side of the temples. Okay, then placing our hands on top of our heads and then letting them go to the sides. And just take a look outside and see what is beautiful in your environment and take a moment to drink in the beauty. Beauty that's available to you at all times if you choose it. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn off the recording and then we'll talk for those who want to set up appointments and that, okay? Thank you. Here we go.